Listen to the following dilemma narrative and answer the questions that follow. Sikudhani. Long ago, a seasoned fisherman called Sikudhani decided to venture into the deep waters of the ocean to catch rare types of fish which inhabited the high seas. As luck would have it, he caught many oysters, one of which had a big pearl. Lo! The beauty of the pearl was just unbelievable, and Sikudhani was as happy as a lark, since he knew the sale of the pearl would open up new possibilities in his life, which until now had only existed in his dreams. When he arrived home, people came from far and near to bid for the pearl, but none could match its worth. Sikudhani was not the type to be enticed with small gifts. Deep in his heart, he knew only the Sultan could afford this pearl, and he was salivating at the prospect of forcing the Sultan to dance to his tune. Eventually, news of Sikudhani's latest catch reached the Sultan, and he promptly hastened to bid for the pearl. Time and again, the Sultan raised his offer, but Sikudhani played hard to get. This was quite baffling because any other person in Sikudhani's shoes would have accepted the Sultan's generous offers. Exasperated at having all his offers rejected, the Sultan asked Sikudhani to state his prize.
"Your daughter is the one I wish to marry," replied Sikudhani. "I am ready to part with my priceless pearl on condition that I become your son-in-law," he added.
When the Sultan's daughter was asked if she would be party to that arrangement, she agreed, provided that Sikudhani promised not to marry any other woman for the rest of his life. He was to swear at the pain of losing his life to abide by that oath if he did marry her. In fact, he was to swear at the pain of losing his life to abide by that oath if he did marry her. After a lavish wedding ceremony, Sikudhani and his royal wife settled to a luxurious lifestyle in the Sultan's palace. As time went by, the urge to try his luck at sea once more began to nag him. It nagged him so much that he finally embarked on another fishing expedition to the Nathels of the ocean. This time round, he sailed out in a luxurious dhow, accompanied by his wife. Do you know what happened? Sikudhani did get a catch of the rare oysters. What is more, he got 5 gorgeous pearls. Soon after, the dhow turned westwards, heading for the shore. As he sailed back home to the beach, Sikudhani went into a reverie, glorying in his newfound wealth. Unfortunately, the boat suddenly capsized and sharp screams rent the air. Sikudhani's mind went blank and he became unconscious, totally oblivious of what was happening. When he came to, he found himself in a house bereft of all comfort and realized that there was a middle-aged widowed woman nursing his deep cuts and abrasions. With meager resources, the lady nursed a battered Sikudhani back to health. It took her 7 years to do so. In gratitude, Sikudhani decided to marry her, but on the wedding day, the Sultan, accompanied by his daughter, the princess, arrived just before Sikudhani and the widowed woman exchanged their wedding vows. The princess cried out hysterically, chanting, "Remember the vows, my dear Sikudhani! Remember the vows! Surely, you do not mean to leave me, do you?" At this, the other woman broke down and started sobbing. Sikudhani stood still, transfixed to the ground like a statue. He looked at the desperate sultan's daughter and then cast his eyes at the weeping widow, and Sikudhani too began to cry.